Welcome to Dinner at Andy's. I'm your co-host, station manager Ken. Thanks to John Dogg for the wonderful theme song.
Yeah, man. How could we do better than that?
Yeah, he really did a great job. I don't understand all the sound effects that are going on in the background.
I liked the little break. It was like a cocktail party little break with the xylophone guy playing.
Uh-huh.
You felt you were at Playboy After Dark there for a minute.
Maybe we should start talking at that moment.
No.
You want to let the entire thing play before we officially start.
We
want to
shorten this part of the show as much as possible.
I see. Right, that's right.
We want to put this off for as long as we can.
Right, I forgot.
You'll soon find out why. It won't be long, Ken, until you realize why. Hey, did you enjoy spending time with my granddaughter last week?
Yeah, Lucy was great. She really did a wonderful job.
I forgot to tell you beforehand, and this is my fault.
Yeah.
She can be sassy.
Yeah, she was pretty damn sassy.
Yeah.
Yeah, spunky even.
Spunky girl, yeah. 9-year-old girl.
Yep, a lot of attitude.
Yeah.
But, you know, the problem with kids most of the time on the radio is that they just clam up.
Yeah.
Not Lucy.
No, she was on the game.
Yeah, she was on it.
Yeah.
And she picked up speed as the show went along. The first 15, 20 minutes.
Well, she was doing speed as the show went along. That might explain it.
She's only 9 years old.
Yeah, that's why we limit her one speed ball a day.
She's doing speed balls?
Wait, isn't that the same as speed?
No.
It's not?
No, it's speed and morphine together.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
And what's shrooms?
Psilocybin, mushrooms.
That's it.
Psychedelic magic mushrooms.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
They're my favorite kind of shrooms.
Yeah, yeah. How's all that gasoline doing in your garage there?
Thanks for asking.
No problem.
Yeah. Doing fine.
Yep.
Well, you remind me, I have to recycle it. Have to rotate it.
Yeah. Well, also, like, you know, make sure that no kids go in there smoking anything.
Yeah.
It's
going to be a little challenging recycling it this week. The garage is on fire.
Why don't you just let the whole thing burn down?
Of course. Yes, of course.
Start over.
Yes. Should do that.
Did anybody get hurt?
I don't know.
It seriously. Doesn't matter.
Like, yeah, seriously. I'm going to go sifting through the ashes for you, for your benefit. Because you're curious. No, we dig a hole, we bury the ashes, we move on.
There might be human bones in there.
There might be.
In which case, it's more than curiosity. It's It's actually a legal matter.
There were no legal Americans killed in that fire.
Were there illegal, were there undocumented immigrants in there?
No one whose papers were up to date were killed in that fire.
Well, so it sounds like there were some human beings who perished.
We're at 201-209-9368. Hey, what are we doing today?
Yes, tonight it's the non-pledger tip line. Where you could win $40 on tonight's program.
Yeah, we have a bounty. We have a bounty out. If you know someone that listens to the show, that enjoys the show, and you can put us in touch with them, if you can get them on the phone.
You got to be able to patch them in on your phone.
Yeah, to conference them in.
Yeah.
We pay $40.
To you.
To you.
Not to them.
For the tip. Here at WFMU, snitches get $40.
Not stitches?
No.
You sure? They,
you can use the $40 to go to an emergency room and get stitches.
Oh, cool.
But that's optional. Here at WFMU, the stitches that the snitches get are optional. You can do it, but it's $40 in your PayPal account.
It's like a stitches voucher.
Does everyone have PayPal?
No, a lot of people have moved beyond PayPal.
They have?
Yeah.
To Venmo or something?
To Venmo, yeah.
So that we can get them their money?
Yeah. But we have Venmo. We can do it.
$40. And because we've learned from experience, we've been doing this 30, 31 years, that WFMU listeners will do anything for $40. There's nothing they won't do for $40.
Oh, there's some things.
I haven't seen that list. 201-209-9368. If you know someone that listens to WFMU and you suspect that they don't pledge, give us a call, and you have to be able to put them on the phone with us. Because we can't call them, they won't pick up the phone.
Right, nobody answers the phone anymore for unknown numbers.
You don't do that?
No. Do you?
No. I've been pretty good. I can smell a scam now pretty well.
Yeah. The only way I can get you to take my calls is by using that Icelandic hooker Chloe's phone.
Yeah. You got to pick up for Chloe.
Yep.
She gets mad. Oh, man, she gets mad.
All right, well, we're ready to go.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we are.
I don't think so.
Ready to go to the phone.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Hi, you're on the air. It's you. You're on.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. You love the show.
I love the show.
Oh, thanks, brother. Oh, thanks, my friend. And you, of course, are a responsible listener. You pledge money every year.
Yeah, always.
But you know someone that listens but doesn't pledge. It's in effect theft of service, isn't it, Ken?
Yes, it is.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to name names.
Well, you have to
name names. No, you have to name names, and you have to put them on the phone with you.
Oh, I want to name names.
Okay. What's your last name, Anthony, since we're naming names?
My last name?
Yeah. Why do you care about his last name?
I want to make sure he actually pledged.
Oh, we want to confirm that you pledged.
Oh, well,
Or you can give me your email, whatever you want.
Yeah.
No, well, over the air?
It's Clunin.
Clunin?
So I got to spell it? Can I just text you?
Clunin?
Yeah.
With a C-L?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got him.
Okay.
We got him.
Now I gotta figure out how to add a call here.
Okay, now who are we gonna talk to?
Anna.
Anna, and you know for a fact that she has listened to FMU. Oh, I see. Now we're on hold.
Hold on.
Anthony, how do you know that she is a listener?
She was playing it on the radio in her house.
That's proof.
Perfect.
That's exactly the kind of evidence we were looking for.
Can I?
Wow, Anthony, if you can get Anna on the phone, you win the first $40.
Yeah, the bounty is $40. Snitches get $40 here at WFMU.
And the $40 can be used at your local medical facility towards stitches.
Okay.
This would be great because last time I called, I lost a bet and I had to donate $40.
Now you're going to get it back.
That's right. You will be redeemed.
I'm going to try to figure out how to add her to this.
Okay. Now that means you're going to put us on hold for a brief moment.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay. We can do that, right, Ken?
Sure. And while we do that, we can even discuss Anthony over the air without him listening in.
Or we can just have some dead air. So listeners can maybe take a little break, a little respite, a little reprise from us.
I think we're already on hold. I can tell you that Anthony Clunin lives in New Jersey.
Okay.
He's
God bless
a
him.
Swag for Life donor.
I wonder why.
Wow, he's very, very generous. He made a really large donation and didn't ask for any swag at all.
Well, that probably is why he resents Anna so much.
Yeah.
Here he is. He's digging deep. He's opened his wallet, right?
Yep.
He's stepping up. He goes to Anna's house. Imagine this, Ken. He goes to Anna's house. Anna's playing the FMU on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about their favorite shows. Anna reveals she does not pledge. You can see why he wants to get justice.
You've painted a vivid image of Anthony and Anna sitting there.
Well, I don't know if they're sitting.
They're together.
I imagine they were playing Twister.
There would have to be a third.
In the den.
A third person would be required for Twister.
You mean the spinner?
Yeah. Yep, the spinner.
Well, we'll ask Anna who the spinner was.
And the caller. Oh, no.
Make a call.
No. Anthony, did we lose Anthony?
We lost Anthony. Yeah,
he'll call back.
He lost us.
No, he'll call back. He couldn't quite figure out how to merge the call.
Yeah.
Okay, but maybe we'll get Anthony and Anna back.
Yeah.
Anthony is very close to the $40 bounty that we've put on the heads of non-pledgers.
Right. In case you're just joining us, first of all,
we envy you.
And second of all, what we're doing is looking for people who pledge to FMU to turn in their friends who are listeners who don't pledge.
Did you hear about the non-pledger elevator operator, Ken, who got fired?
I didn't, no.
He couldn't learn the route. They're so stupid.
Oh, I see. Up and down. He couldn't. Gotcha.
Did you hear about the non-pledger who was on the escalator and broke down?
No.
He was stuck for 7 hours on the broken escalator.
But an escalator is like stairs.
He's so stupid. They're so stupid. They're non-pledgers.
I mean, that goes beyond stupidity. That's some kind of...
Yeah, there's a sadness to
cognitive
it.
Problem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I should have mentioned. He had very, very special needs.
Yeah, no, it sounds like he was...
No, it's sadder than I first suggested.
I can't hear anyone else.
Oh, hey, Anna. Is this Anna? Is this you?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Anna. This is Andy and Ken calling from WFMU.
Oh, cool.
And you're on the air. Hey, your friend Anthony said that we're just calling people to thank them for listening. Your friend Anthony mentioned that that you were a fan of the station.
Well, yeah, I didn't say that. I didn't
But you've listened in the past.
Casual fan.
Not hardcore. What shows do you listen to? What day of the week do you find yourself listening?
Like Sheila B., Clay Pigeon.
Oh, great. Oh.
Wow, you know the station really well.
Yeah, they're all wonderful stations. Yeah. They're all wonderful shows.
Wake is a great program to wake up to every day.
You enjoy those shows, do you, Anna?
Yeah.
Hey, Anna, there's something I wanted to mention to you while I have you here. You understand that when you listen to those shows, you probably have noticed there's no commercials.
Yeah, I have noticed that. Probably why I leave them on.
Yeah, there's no corporate sponsorship. You probably noticed that, right? You might have wondered. You might have wondered how do they afford broadcasting this signal to me?
I know it's probably from people who are less lazy than me that donate.
Oh, like Anthony.
I should probably get to that.
Like your good friend Anthony.
You're describing Anthony.
You know, yeah. Oh, now, it's funny you mentioned Anthony, Kim, because Anthony really has stepped up. Anthony took responsibility. He didn't steal. He didn't steal the radio that he supports the radio.
Yeah, beyond supporting, he gives us money every month, and he doesn't even take any swag in exchange.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, every month? I didn't know that.
It's kind of the opposite. You know what I did by accident?
What?
I used I changed my debit card, so the swag for life stopped going through, but I kept the swag.
Oh, I see. So he's no longer paying, Ken. He's just enjoying the swag.
Well, I've been meaning to get back into it, but it's been a few months now.
He's playing us, Ken.
Let me verify.
But this is Anthony. But at least, look, at least Anthony has made partial payments.
No, Anthony's paid. He's up to date.
He's paid up,
yes.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's crazy, man.
Anthony, you haven't missed a single month.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably, some of Ken's minions, they do occasionally will go to listeners and go through your wallet late at night.
You get credit for it.
We have your new credit card. But let's get back to Anna. Anna, what can we do about this? I'm sure you sound like a good, responsible, decent person. You don't go into stores and steal things you want. You pay for things when you're the supermarket.
Me, never. I would never steal anything.
You would never steal anything, and yet wouldn't you consider this, at least to some extent, a theft of service?
Are you calling me a thief?
No,
Ken is. No, that's Ken. Ken would be calling you a thief. Ken just wrote down the word thief, right, on this piece of paper. So Anna, what can we do? What can we do to make you see the light here? You're a good person. You don't want to steal from us anymore.
See, here's the thing, Anna. We have to pay Anthony $40 for ratting you out. So we were hoping maybe you could pledge $50.
Yeah, we need at least $40 from you, or else we've lost money today.
So I need to pay back what he's getting instead.
Well, yeah, not to him, not to him, but to the radio station.
He's getting a bounty,
and Anna, you can get a T-shirt for
that's
that.
That's right.
I'll think about it.
No, actually, Anna.
Paid today, so.
Wait, Anna, for $50, here's what you get. Mm-hmm. You get a T-shirt. What size are you, Anna? You're medium. You're small.
Yeah, probably medium.
Medium, okay. It's on its way. We're going to send.
Well played, Andy.
And then, Anna, you know what else you get? You get to listen guilt-free. You get to be part of our dysfunctional family.
That sounds awesome. I don't have a family.
Well, you do now, honey. You do now.
I feel so special.
Well, you are special. So can we put you down for $50? How can she pledge, Ken?
She just has to go to WFMU.org.
Okay, we'll stay on the phone. Go ahead, Anna. Open that account, WFMU.org.
There's actually a better way to do this. What you can do is you can get a $20 Visa card and sign up for the Swag for Life through that. And then.
Oh, I see. And then, you mean that gets.
Is that the hack? Are you telling me?
You mean that gets discontinued?
No, that doesn't work, Anthony. Maybe it worked once upon a time. That doesn't work anymore.
It seems like a foolproof plan, actually.
Oh, they must have updated their systems. I got crates and crates of T-shirts.
Or you could do what I do. I mean, there's another way. You can get a show on FMU, come a little early to the show, go to the T-shirt room, and just load up there.
Yeah, the free T-shirt room has a new lock on the door, by the way. Did you notice that it was locked when you came in?
Yeah, that's you call that a lock?
Yeah,
really? That's a pretty flimsy piece of equipment. Yeah. So, Anna, we're looking for $50. We'll stay on the phone. It's WFMU.org. We're here. We're going to... Hey, how about this?
Okay.
How about this? While you go online,
I'm actually shopping in a store. Can I do this later? Or
I wish
I
could
right
say yes.
To get $40.
No, let's get your $50 right now. It's WFMU.org.
Mm-hmm.
What store are you in?
I'm at Harmon's.
You're not shoplifting at Harmon's, are you? No.
Well, I was thinking about it.
No. The clerk is watching you right now. You're gonna. We'll stay on the phone. While you're on the phone, mm-hmm. I'll tell you a joke.
All right.
Go ahead.
Want to hear my joke?
Yes, I do. Very badly.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
I do want to hear your joke.
The zookeeper goes to the zoo janitor, goes to the janitor at the zoo.
Uh-huh.
The zookeeper says, "Hey, listen, we have a problem. The gorilla, the female gorilla we have here, is very depressed. For $500, would you go into the cage and make love to the female gorilla?" The janitor says, "I'll do it on three conditions. Number one, you can't ever tell anyone about this."
Reasonable.
Number two, no kissing on the lips.
I'm sure that was a request from the female gorilla.
And number three, I'm going to need at least a week to raise the $500.
That's good, and it's even a fundraising joke.
Yeah, that's why I thought you would like
that's
it.
That's great.
You love jokes about money.
Yep.
Okay, now, Anna, we killed a little time here.
All right, I'm going to check to see if Anna's name is on there on the most recent pledgers. Let's
Anna,
see.
You still with us?
Anna?
We've lost Anna. We forgot she has the option to hang up.
Yeah, nobody told me about that.
Well played, Anna.
Anthony? They're both gone.
We came so close.
Oh, my God.
Okay, maybe they'll call back. 201-209-9368. Well, Anthony did earn his $40.
He did. So, Anthony, just email me and we'll make arrangements to get you your bounty.
Yeah,
your $40. Rat snitch.
It wasn't his fault that Anna flaked out. Right?
Well, maybe Anna will come through. I haven't seen her name show up yet.
Well, she's shopping and she's not home.
Yeah. But
maybe we should dedicate every show going forward to Anna and just shaming her into
so if she
stepping
doesn't,
up.
If she doesn't pledge, then
next week's show will be all about Anna.
We're going to reward her by dedicating shows to her and mentioning
and
her.
And we'll broadcast it from her from the sidewalk in front of her house.
What if she does pledge?
And then we have to move on.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. So this is how it works tonight. We're asking pledgers to call up and rat out a friend of theirs who listens but does not pledge. And then we will give the first person $40 And we might attempt to recoup our losses when we talk to your friend.
201-209-9368. Well, that was exciting. We got very close, didn't we?
We did. She really wanted to pledge.
We shamed her into it.
And that Anthony with his stupid swag for life hack.
Yeah.
I can't believe he mentioned that.
He's pretty smart.
Yeah.
I'll repeat in case you missed it. You get a $20 gift card, a Visa card. You can call and give us the Visa number. You get all the crap, all the swag, right? We send it to you.
Yeah.
A month goes by. We go to take our next month's payment. The card's expired. That's how Anthony plays it.
Yeah. Wouldn't work anymore.
That's Anthony style.
Right. Now, we plugged that loophole. Anybody named Anthony now has to go through extra security before we send them their stuff. Phone number here is 201-20...
Doesn't matter. They're not calling. It's over. We were lucky to get Anthony. You know it. This is it.
Anthony called right off the bat.
That's it. When no one else is going to call.
Well, with that attitude...
Yeah. You mean realistic attitude?
No. No, I mean fatalistic.
Grounded.
Not realistic.
Earthbound.
Fatalistic.
Eyes wide open.
Jesus.
201-209-9368. I bet you no one else calls.
I bet you somebody else does call.
No, it's over.
How much do you want to bet? $40?
No.
Yeah, let's bet $40.
We're each out $20 already. That's enough.
201-209-9368. Bet me $20.
That no one else called?
No one else calls for the rest of the show.
Wait, but then it becomes this weird thing where I'm hoping no one else calls.
Yeah.
And then I will have, well, should I act accordingly? Should I try to repulse calls?
You mean repulse people more than you already do?
And of course, by that, we both mean sing show tunes.
I don't think you can be more repellent.
Sing the street where you live over and over. No, it's
over. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, this is another Anthony.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you today?
Good. We're doing who's
fine,
this?
Fine now that you called.
Yeah, thank you very much, Andy. This is Josh calling. Ken, I think you know me.
I think you know which Josh
this
is.
I think I know which Josh this is.
Okay, and Ken, you can confirm
I'm picking a friend up to go. We're going to go to the beach, but I was listening to the show, and I realized I recently turned someone onto the station. She's only been listening for a few months, but I know for a fact she hasn't pledged. She might welcome a call.
If you can get her on the phone, Josh, you walk away with
$40. I'm going to put you guys...
Okay, well, hold on. Wait, before you do, what is her name? Yeah. What is her name?
Her name is Hannah.
Hannah, and how do we know that she's been listening?
Because she's talked to me about is everything she's heard on the station since I introduced her to it a few months ago.
And Josh, I know so many Joshes. What's your email address or last name?
It's just like your name except without the D.
Gotcha.
Wait, I can do it.
I know this, Josh.
Hold on. Wait, I'm writing out Friedman.
Oh, hi, Jen. Come in. We're live on the air on WFMU.
Hey, Jen. Josh was just bragging on you.
No, that was Hannah. He was bragging.
No. He was bragging on Jen also. Right, Jen. You have no idea.
Can I get her on the line? Because then we're
wait. First, I want to just tell Jen that he was just talking and sharing it with the whole world that his life revolves around you and how much it means to him that you're in his life. He loves you, honey.
I do love Jen. It's true.
I know.
But.
Okay, so we're going to talk to. There's no reason to be jealous. We're going to talk.
Get on the line. Can you guys just hold for a
minute? Yeah, we'll just hold.
Oh, absolutely, and then we'll talk about you while we're on hold.
That's fine.
This is my old pal Josh. I know him from my college days, Ann Arbor, and
now your names are very similar.
Yep, very similar.
I guess you had first dibs on the D.
Geez, Josh also he did a show on FMU back in the mid '80s.
I don't think so.
He did.
I don't think so.
And I see that
it's sweet of you to say that. It's just not true.
He's still a very, very generous donor. He's a monthly Swag for Life.
Well, that must make him a little, that must make him even angrier at Hannah, at his friend Hannah.
Yeah.
You know, he steps up.
And look at this. He also, Josh also makes a very generous monthly donation.
All right, I think I have Hannah on the line.
Oh, hey, Hannah, guess what? It's Andy Breckman.
Hannah with an H.
Of course, Hannah with an H. It's Andy and Ken, and you're on WFMU.
Hi, Hannah.
Hello.
Hey, Josh was just telling us how much your friendship means to him.
We're not going that far.
It wouldn't go that far. But we're talking to people. We're talking to new fans of the station, and we're so thrilled to meet you. What kind of what are your favorite shows on WFMU?
Oh, wow. I love Ken's Wednesday morning show from 9 to noon.
Yes.
Wait.
That's my show.
You do a show?
Yes.
That's your show.
Yeah.
We're here at the same at FMU?
On this very station.
But your taste in music is god-awful.
Yes, exactly.
They gave you a show?
No, that's...
Wait. Who gave you a show? You gave yourself a show.
Well, that happens to
be
true.
That explains everything. Yeah. And then what else do you listen to, Hannah?
I listen to a few other shows.
Hey,
when
you listen to Ken's show, do you notice? You might notice. I don't know if you ever made a note. There are no commercials on those shows.
Oh yeah, that's a favorite aspect of it.
Oh, that's so interesting. So interesting you said that. Also, you might be interested. There's no corporate sponsorship of any kind.
Right. No.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, no underwriting.
You probably wonder how we can afford to broadcast every day.
I would guess that it's listener support.
Wait, is that true, Ken? Did she guess correctly?
She guessed right.
Okay, so let me just check. I'm sure you would never steal from us, Hannah. You sound like a decent, honest person. We're just going to check our list now of our listener supporters. Hold on. I'm checking the list, going down the list, just checking, looking for your name.
Well,
I'm sure it's
the,
here. Hannah wouldn't steal from us, Ken.
These are all the Hannahs.
Hold on. I'm looking. Oh, Hannah. There seems to be some kind of typo here.
Hannah Koppelman?
Some kind of clerical error.
Is your name Hannah Smothers?
Hannah, I'm going to make this easy on you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to shame you. I'm going to say that we misplaced, that it's our fault, we misplaced your pledge.
Okay. Get right on that.
Hannah Shelby?
Hannah, when you say you'll get right on that, we will hold on the phone. We're going to stay on the phone and wait for you to go to WFMU.org. Because you don't want to steal from us. You're an honest person.
No.
You enjoy the work we do.
Sophisticated boom boom makes it all worthwhile.
There you go. Okay, we're going to stay on the phone. Now, Hannah, you should know that your friend Josh is getting a $40 bounty for turning you in.
What?
Yes, we offered money for people to rat out their friends. So we need at least $40 from you
just to break even.
We need a $45 pledge. We're gonna wait. We're at WFMU.org. We'll wait. We're in no rush, right, Ken? We have a half hour.
I have to register.
No,
you don't even have to register. You can just go to WFMU.org.
You just have to give them money
and
hit the
pledge. I'm looking for the place where it said.
Help her, Ken. Help her.
Oh, it's underneath the animation there. It says support Freeform Radio pledge now.
Yeah.
There it is.
There you go.
I found it.
Yeah.
You know what, Hannah? We're doing you a favor. You're gonna you're gonna sleep easier. You're gonna sleep the sleep of the innocent.
When you say
I get to choose swag too, you guys are so nice.
Yes, if you pledge $50, you got a T-shirt coming.
Yeah, I'm getting a T-shirt.
You better, and then you can drive over to Josh's house and show it to him, and you wouldn't have to be embarrassed. You can say I'm in the family.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know what? When you do see Josh, you know what you should say to him? Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Josh.
I want to say thank you, Josh.
Well, Josh, you are saying thank you, Josh, with $40.
Yeah, but I also thanks for bringing Hannah into the fold.
Yeah.
It's
my pleasure.
Yeah.
This is a funny story, actually. I was like, so what do you listen to? And he was like, actually, I listen to WFMU all the time. And so I put the app on my phone and started listening to.
You got to, it's addicted. It's like a drug.
Yeah.
And now it's really like a drug because you're paying through the nose.
That's right.
Now it's a real addiction. Now, Welcome to my world, honey.
Okay, I just hit next step.
Okay, what's the next step, Ken? Help her through it.
Probably
figuring it out.
Choosing your T-shirt, perhaps, could be the next step, or putting in your credit card could be the next step, depending on...
This is so exciting. This is how it works.
Yeah.
This is like, remember the old days, Ken? We used to hang around the Port Authority bus station, getting kids to work for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting little runaway girls. This is like those days, isn't it?
Yeah. I can't believe that we had to do that.
Will they come in the van? Won't they come in the van? It's so exciting. I'm getting those same kind of chills.
It's funny thinking about the stuff we used to do.
Yeah.
All right, so have we transacted business here now?
No, not yet, Josh. Sorry.
But, Josh, you do have $40 coming.
No, I mean, I put in the money, but I can't figure out what to do next.
Help her, Ken, go. Help her. Ken.
Oh, you,
Ken, help her.
Hannah, just hit next step, and then what happened? Are you on the page where you choose?
It just sends me, it says I have to pledge more.
No. We're happy with the initial.
Oh, how much did you put in?
$60 for the year, $5 a month.
Oh, you put in $5 a month. Yeah, we only accept $10 a month or more. So just put in.
Oh, I guess I have to do a one-time.
Yeah, do a one-time. Do a one-time for $50.
We'll wait. Okay. I've never seen Ken so excited.
We don't need to wait, Andy.
We'll wait.
No, let's not wait.
I wish you guys could see this. Ken is actually humping the soundboard. He's so excited.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I got it.
There you go. That's how you do it. Welcome to our family.
Thank you.
No, thank you, and thank you,
Josh. Thank you, Hannah. Now that we have our claws into you, we're never going to let go.
Yeah. This is probably the biggest mistake of your life.
At least now you know if
anybody ever asks you what was the biggest mistake you ever made in your life, now you know.
Thanks, Hannah. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.
Okay,
Josh, email me, and we'll arrange to get you your bounty, your $40 bounty.
Oh, God, I got to really...
Snitching on Hannah.
I got to pony up my share. I didn't expect I'd really be.
Yeah, we both owe $40 now.
I didn't expect it. Oh.
Yeah, Andy and I are splitting this bounty.
Wait, what am I getting for my money? Just remind me. I'm sure there's something. You're getting listeners. You're getting more support.
Right.
Marathon time, you have more people to hit up.
I'm giving you.
What am I getting?
The first digit of the new combination to the free T-shirt room.
I'm getting nothing. As always.
No.
Nothing. And then, wait, it gets worse.
You only need
once a year, I'm soaked to the bone.
Yeah.
You know what we're going to do this year, by the way, after
what?
The soaking?
What?
The week after the soaking?
What?
Everyone should, I'm going to give out the phone number. I'm going to sit here. I'm not going to say a word.
Uh-huh.
People that soaked me are going to call and apologize.
No, they're not.
I'm going to have an apology day. Don't think I'm not.
Yeah, okay. Good luck with that. So if you have a WFMU listener friend who doesn't pledge, we'll give you $40 for ratting them out. Just give us a call at 201-209-9368. All you got to do is conference them in.
On the street, snitches get stitches. Here at FMU, snitches get $40.
Well, a $40 voucher for stitches.
You can use it for stitches. Everybody could use a few stitches.
Stitches are pretty expensive, actually.
Could you get one stitch for $40, you think? You go to an emergency room?
No. I bet you. That's a really great question. How much would one stitch cost?
I have another great question.
Yeah.
Tell me the answer.
Okay.
You know those big jumbo jets you fly?
Mm-hmm.
You go coast to coast,
yep.
You go to Europe?
Yeah.
Those big planes?
How fast do they go?
No.
Oh.
Those planes that sit, you know, there's 300, 400 people?
Yeah.
Got the big cockpit up front?
Sure.
Do those planes have a horn? You know how in your car, your little Honda, you hit the horn, it goes beep, beep?
Yeah.
Do those planes have a horn?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no. It's on, baby.
It's not for the air.
But who? No. I mean, just taxing around on the
tarmac?
Yeah,
just taxing around.
You think they have a horn?
Yeah.
What would the horn do? Like, hey, Jumbo 4747, honk, honk, honk.
Get out of the way, luggage man.
No, they don't. They're the size of a building.
So you have your back turned to them, and you have
They do not have a horn.
And you have headphones
on. You think
in
that cockpit, there's one button that goes beep, beep.
It's a really weak, high-pitched beep.
Beep, no, there's no
beep,
horn.
Beep,
but now here's an even more interesting question.
Yeah.
How can we answer that? There's no Wikipedia page for that. We need to talk to a commercial pilot.
No, I bet you we could simply Google, do jumbo jets have a horn?
No, we can't.
Yes, we can. Jesus. Let's go ahead and do it.
There's a provocative question. Maybe we should open up the phone to that one.
Do jumbo jets have a horn? Huh. The horn aboard an aircraft is primarily a form of functional technology.
What does that mean?
Which is indispensable when the aircraft is undergoing maintenance in the hangar. So does a plane have a horn? Hell yes, it does. I win.
Congratulations. That made your day, I could tell. Wouldn't that be funny if I got real mad and stormed out?
Do you know how fast these commercial jets go?
I know it's between extraordinarily fast and very fast.
Well, maybe not as fast as you think, you know, because they can't go.
I think it goes exactly as fast as I think. How fast do they go?
I think they go around 550 to 600 miles an hour.
Exactly what I thought.
Okay. Not quite the speed of sound. Maybe three quarters of the way to the speed of sound.
I wish to hell right now I was going faster than the speed of this sound. I pay good money.
Oh, you can't outrace
my FMU.
You can't outrace my boiler stories.
You can't outrace this station. You can't outrace crap like this.
Hi, you're on the air. Do you have somebody to rat out?
Well, the friends that I can't get them to listen to it always. But, so I need to run this by, and I'm not sure if I should do it or not.
Yeah.
But so my partner and I, obviously our finances are tied.
Mm-hmm.
And so our donation clearly comes from both of us. Mm. It was before our children were born, though.
Yeah.
And they have money. I mean, shouldn't they also be donating, too? I mean, what's the philosophy of WFMU in terms of if family members listen, too?
Oh, this, you know, Netflix is going through this right now. Like, can family members listen for free?
Right.
Yeah. Like, isn't that...
Now, you have kids in the house. They're younger than 18. They're still in the house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, Double Dip Recess or, you know, Ken Show or... Man,
so you're Maddie. So they're listening. They're young kids, but they have money to spend. They have allowances and their own money.
Oh yeah, they have income. They have birthdays and yeah, you know, money that they receive. And
should
they have expenditures, but shouldn't if they have money?
But
I
they
mean,
would be.
Point,
but they would be chipping in
a little bit.
But they would be chipping
so
in.
I'm taking them down, Ken and Andy.
But they would be chipping into what you're already donating. Isn't that correct? It wouldn't be new money for us.
Right. Right.
No, it would be, would you want a separate account, or do you break it out? Do you send invoices?
Well, do they listen independent of you? Do they listen to the station?
They have started. They have a very old iPad, and they know how to, you know, they're 7 and 5, but, you know, it's very easy to turn on. It's just an app.
Well, we can't go. Well, they don't have a credit card. We'll never get money from them. I've tried to get money from 7-year-olds.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. You could hold them upside down for over an hour and a half, and they still won't pay you up.
I thought the free candy van was free. I mean, I thought the whole idea was that it's free.
Well, free, if you look carefully, is in quotation.
I see. Okay.
Well, we can't. That's very sweet of you to try to turn your own kids in. We appreciate the gesture.
Yeah, that's very generous of you. But no, that's not really what we're looking for.
There's no way we can really make that work. But thank you, though, and thank your kids for listening. We'll get them. Hey. The day they turn 18, we're all over it. The day they get their own credit card.
All right, so it didn't work, everyone. They don't want you to donate.
He called. That was a family call. They were all sitting around the phone.
That was a good call.
Yeah. 201-209-9368. So we've scored twice.
Yeah, airplanes do, in fact, have horns.
Airplanes have horns. That's been solved. That's been answered.
Yeah. Yeah, the horns are used as a communication tool, mostly against headphone wearing.
No, I guess if like there's some employees. No, if there's some maintenance going on, they're in the hangar.
Yeah.
And the maintenance guy is saying, "Is this working? Is that working?" You can honk once or twice.
I think it's more like, "Get out of the way! I'm trying to move the plane into the damn hangar."
Maybe you're right, Ken.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right. Here's another question.
Go ahead.
You enjoy answering these questions. Can I leave now?
I'm going to say no.
201-209-9368.
Should we look that one up?
What, can I leave now?
Can Andy leave now?
Can Andy leave early?
Andy, leave early.
How about this? If no one calls in the next 4 minutes, I can leave early.
No.
Come on, just say yes. Just say yes. It'll be suspenseful. It'll be good radio. 4 minutes. Put me on the clock.
When I
any call at all. I'll accept any call at all. 4 minutes. Okay, there we go.
No, okay.
Yes.
No, here we go.
Here we go.
We're going to start right now.
Fine.
Okay.
Any call.
Andy has 4 minutes, and we have
nobody
to get a call.
Nobody call.
Please, somebody call.
My wife made meatloaf.
Make Andy.
I have a nice plate of meatloaf waiting for me when I get home.
Make Andy stay for the full hour like
Why?
He should.
What end? If no one's calling.
The phone number.
To what end?
Every time you say nobody's calling, we get more calls. The phone number is 201-209-9368.
Give your Uncle Andy a break. Uncle Andy just wants to get home. Uncle Andy, by the way, has work to do tonight. I'm working this week.
Oh, yeah. So. Call and ask Andy about his current job. He's actually writing again.
Well, I have.
Amazing.
I do. I'm,
yeah, tell,
I'm on,
tell I'm, the people what you're writing.
I'm on deadline.
Yeah, Andy's on deadline. You wouldn't believe what he is writing. It's actually
Why?
Very big news.
It is?
Can I announce it?
Sure.
Is it publicly known?
Oh, it has not been announced yet, but NBC is paying for a Monk movie.
Yeah, the Monk movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we'll shoot it this winter.
With Tony Shalhoub.
Oh, that's a good note. We should get Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah, try to.
Oh, I'm so glad
oh
we
Oh, my
talked.
God, I can't believe you started making this movie and you didn't find out. He's kind of essential.
Okay, of course, in hindsight, that makes sense. I'm glad you mentioned him.
Oh, yeah. Look what we have.
I'm going to make the call.
A full phone bank.
I hate all of you.
A full phone bank.
Well, call. Well, answer the phones and tell them I hate them.
Hi, you're on the air. Andy,
go to hell.
Andy hates you. Do you have anybody to rat out? Well, they just called.
They just called.
Hi, Andy hates you too. And do you have anybody to rat out?
I used to be a pilot. And
I don't know you.
Played Dixie.
No, you weren't a pilot. Like I've never even been on an airplane.
It's
that guy wouldn't be allowed through security.
You ever hear John Mulaney imitate the 8-year-old alcoholic? That's what that was like. Hi, you're on the air. Not so much, I guess. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Steve in Rockaway.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Hi, Steve. Do you have someone? Do you have a listener to rat out for us?
You know, I do. I've been listening to this show for a very long time.
We know. We get the list every week.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I've been listening forever. I turned my wife on to this show.
Yes, we know that, too. We get the list every week, the list of listeners.
Yeah, and you know what? Now I work all the time. She doesn't work.
She's not working.
I'm paying all the time. I'm paying WFMU all the time. And I'm never even home. She's just listening all the time. She's listening right now, and I'm on my way to work.
She's piggybacking. She's like a barnacle. She's like a parasite.
Is this Steve C?
I don't know. She doesn't have any money.
Is this Steve C or Steve D?
This is Steve C.
Okay.
But wait, but Steve, we can't ask your wife for money because it would just be going through your account. It wouldn't be new money for us.
That's what I'm saying, so I don't really know what to do here.
Well, you can just go home and shame your wife. She should be coughing up some of the money, but it's not anything we can help with, right, Kenny?
Yeah, unfortunately not.
Yeah, we're looking for new listeners, right. A new account. But thanks for listening. Thanks for your support.
And Steve, also...
I figured it was worth a shot, right?
Yeah, and Steve, while we're talking, I just have to say I noticed that you missed the last marathon, that you've been a very... you've been a very dedicated donor, but... The last one just kind of slipped by you.
Oh, you know what it might be? It might be all our shows really stunk last year.
Oh, okay.
We did nothing worthwhile last year.
Never mind, Steve.
Yeah, so he has a good excuse.
I got my glow-in-the-dark double-dip recess shirt.
Okay, cool. Well, we figured out what the problem was.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
We were unworthy of your support.
Right. I forgot how bad we sucked there for a second.
201-209-9368. Okay, we're looking for people to rat out their friends that are listening, but not pledging.
Hi, you're on the air.
Why, hello. Hi. Love the show.
Who's this?
This is Peter Miller.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, Peter. Hey, how have you been? We were hoping you'd call.
Oh, man, it's Peter Miller. Thank you, Peter.
Just before the show, Ken was saying, I wonder what Peter's up to.
Peter's my gardener. Thank you, Peter.
I know, exactly, yeah. No, Peter.
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. And honestly, I do love the show.
That means the world
it's
to
so
us.
Great. It's so great to talk to Peter Miller.
Now, Peter, do you have a friend that is someone that you know listens to the station but does not pledge?
Yes, my dear wifey, who I asked her moments ago if she would if I could rat her out, and she's pissed at me right now. So she said, no, I'm not going to go on anything with you because I hate everything about your very existence.
But Peter, if we did get her to cough up some money, it wouldn't be new money. It would be coming through you.
She has hers. I have mine. We have ours.
And she does listen.
Oh yes, she does. She loves Clay Pigeon. She despises you guys.
She's a woman of exquisite taste. Now, Ken, if we got the wife to pony up, it wouldn't be quite as clean a victory.
Yeah.
It would be slightly grayish, but I think it would be. I mean, as far as I can tell. Money is money,
but she could. But she could claim that.
Give you another one timer.
You're so sweet, and we appreciate the gesture. But she could claim, even rightfully so, that your donation covers both of you.
Yeah, but don't forget that she's so mad at Peter right now. She's just going to be pure anger.
Then we've done her. Then we've done our job.
Let's get her on the phone.
Well, no, we have other calls. We have new money.
But she's so pissed off.
But it wouldn't be.
Bad somehow?
No, but we're not going to get her to pledge as in addition to Peter's. We're just not.
Yeah, but she'll talk smack about Peter.
Your gardener?
Is this Peter from South Orange, by the way? South River? South River.
Yes,
this is Peter, my gardener,
Whatever makes you happy, Ken.
I gave you guys 5 pounds of pulled pork at the marathon.
Oh, man, that was great. That was the same Peter Miller. Okay. Well, look at all the Peter Millers we got.
He's pledged
money. It's a very common name.
He's pledged money and pork to us. He's been there for us.
And
coleslaw, yeah. He's been for us. He's been there for us in every part of our life.
I used to play in the sand pits of South River.
Seriously?
I did, yeah. I had a friend who lived there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're now slowly getting turned into McMansions.
Yeah, man, it was fun.
Did you ever find any amber down there?
Swamps and sand pits.
Why don't you, get a room? Why don't you marry Peter?
A little bit of amber you can find.
No, we never found amber.
Okay, what do you want to do here, Ken? We have other calls. We have three. We have the phone bank is lit.
Peter,
up.
Thank you for everything, for the pulled pork, for the gardening, and we're moving on.
Peter, love your wife. Go back to your wife.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is your intern, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Oh, hey, Michael. How have you been?
I've been good.
We were just talking about you, weren't we, Ken?
Yeah, we were talking about what a great intern Michael is and how much we miss him.
Well, we didn't use those exact words.
No.
But yeah.
It was all kind of implicit.
Yeah, whatever happened to that kid, you remember? And then we tried to remember your name.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael, do you have... first off, thank you for your support.
My pleasure.
And then, do you have a friend that listens, that's a fan of the station, that does not support us?
Well, I got a confession and I got a question. I've never actually pledged to you guys. I'm a huge fan of the show.
Oh.
I bought a T-shirt.
I see.
So wait, so this is interesting. If he rats himself out, which he's doing.
Yeah.
Well, this is actually a brilliant move on his part.
Right.
We would owe him $40,
right?
And he could pledge like $20. He could walk away,
or he could pledge $50, and be,
be
a good guy.
$40 and just calling the whole thing off.
You mean you would pledge $40, or 40. But no, here's what I think he's suggesting, Ken. He doesn't pledge anything, and we don't send him anything. It is a wash. Yeah.
This way I show my support, but I'm feeling kind of tired today.
Done and done.
No, that makes no sense. From an accounting perspective, it makes no sense.
Actually, it's actually brilliant.
There's no trail of money anywhere.
Exactly. It's as clean a transaction as you'll ever have.
But it's as if nothing happened.
Exactly. We've just saved a lot of paperwork.
That's no good.
We've just saved a tree or two.
We have to have a money trail. We have to have a paper trail.
Okay. Hey, Micah, we're going to expect a pledge from you next marathon.
All right.
We'll talk to you then. Thanks.
Thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
201-209-9368. Come on, let's score again. Come on.
Hi. Come on,
Ken.
Hi, you're on the air.
Answer those phones. Hey, thanks for calling.
Who's this?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Ken?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? You think you'd pick up the phone. You get like 3 calls a month.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's this?
This is Bob and Bob.
Hey, Bob and Bob.
This is Bob and Bob.
I have a split personality, so you're going to be dealing with two of us.
Oh no, Ken.
Yeah.
Ken,
yeah,
do we have to go down this road?
Is there
another road we could take?
Yeah, there is another road.
Okay, let's go down that other road.
Because I'd like to report myself.
Okay, thanks for calling,
Bob. Andy loves the first Bob, but not so much crazy about the second Bob.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Our spidey sense
is tingling.
Hello,
this is Steve's wife.
Oh, Steve's wife.
Steve's wife.
Remember Steve?
Oh, yeah.
He said, can I get my wife to pledge?
Right.
So she's going to pledge and get Steve
$40. I'm a swipe for lifer.
Oh, you're the pledger.
Yeah.
And who are you turning?
Steve pledges, whatever he wants for whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
what is Steve's problem?
Separately. He actually pledged to Wake and Bake, and then they never sent the paperwork. You know what I mean? He did the pledge,
and then
it never came. So we didn't get to give the money. But we want to.
He's trying to pledge. He tried to pledge, Ken.
But he can't.
But your stupid website
can't do it. No, I don't think they were using the website.
He tried to call?
That's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to say that I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yes, she's responsible. She's the responsible one, Ken.
Yes.
And we thank you for that, Steve's wife. Thanks very much. Okay. Come on.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.
She just wanted to rat on her husband.
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
And us.
Come on, let's try to score one more time.
Blame it a little bit on us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
I'm on the air?
Yeah,
is this Peter's wife?
No.
No, it's my wife, Beth.
What's your name?
My name is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I always have to assume every call is
Julie,
wife, Beth.
Hey, Julie.
So she won't get mad when
Julie, don't say anything. Hang on a second. Andy.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you tell me yes or no? Is this your daughter, Julie? Julie, don't say a word.
There's a 30% chance it's my daughter, Julie.
So you're going to say no.
Because they have the same name. What are the odds of that? I'm going to say it might be my daughter, Julie. How else would I know?
Well, you heard her voice.
Yeah.
That's how you would know.
Well, when I'm talking to my daughter, I'm often kind of in another zone. You know?
I say, oh, you're in the parent zone.
All right, Julie, you're a pledger. You're responsible. Am I right?
Actually, I'm not that responsible.
Wait, so you've been listening but not pledging?
No, I've been pledging more recently, but there was a year pledged quite a bit of money, $300, and I actually didn't pay it.
You felched it.
What?
Yeah. Okay, so are you calling to redeem yourself now?
A little bit, yeah.
Hey, that's
also
a whole other show.
I actually want to pay it, you know, but I can't pay it today because I still don't have the money.
She doesn't have it, Ken.
Right.
But we can we expect it from you in the near future?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, make a plan.
Now I'm a swag for lifer. Like, I actually am a... I pledge every month.
Oh, so then you are pledging.
Like
but she's saying in the past, there was one year in the past.
I really just was so lame.
You know what?
You just feel so guilty about that year you didn't pay your pledge.
But you know what, Julie? Yeah. We're giving you a pass. You are absolved.
Yeah, Julie, it's okay.
Yes.
You are officially forgiven. Because now you're doing...
But
now
I'm still going to pledge.
You don't have to. Julie, you can use that money. Buy yourself a pretty hat. Use that money for something special.
Not too pretty.
Not too pretty, because the boys will be all over you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Come on, let's try to score one more time. 201-209-9368. Can we score one more time in 4 minutes?
You're on the air.
No.
No. No, we can't. It's the triumphant return tonight of Matt Fibash to Weekly World Blues.
Great. So, Ken, are these people really going to ask
I think we owe, we owe $20 each to two people, right?
Fine.
Two people got the $40 bounty.
Are you really going to pay it? Well, I'll have to.
Yeah, I'm really going to pay it.
But have they contacted you? I mean...
I've been on the air with you the whole time, so I haven't had a chance to check.
Let me know what I owe you.
Check my email.
I can't believe I don't get paid for doing this.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, I'm opening my wallet at the end of the show.
9 times out of 10.
I fantasize about breaking even here. I fantasize about this show not costing me money.
Oh, I thought we were going to have one
and
more
And then
shot.
Once a year, you and your minions just soak me dry.
Oh, you're talking about the soaking of the Breckman. Well, that's a religious holiday.
What the hell am I doing?
You can't complain about that.
But just remind me, and you're a smart guy, I just forget. What pleasure am I getting from this?
Oh, you've said that it's your catharsis, that it's your weekly therapy. I believe that's how you've explained it in the past.
Therapy would be cheaper.
Yeah. But damn, a new Monk movie. That's big news.
It is?
You're not faking employment right now. You're really employed.
I'm trying to figure out how to retire. I'm not good at it.
Well, thanks to John Dogg for this wonderful theme song.
Thanks to Jeremiah, as always.
Thanks to Jeremiah for the newsletter. Hannah for being Heather for being there waiting in the wings.
Heather, our producer in the wings. I do like this theme song.
Except now he's giving out the phone number and we're not really taking calls
and
anymore.
It's moot. And
because
it's moot. Yeah.
The show is over. In fact, you may leave now, Andy.
Don't think I won't.
If you would like to leave early, it's 90 seconds before Weekly World Blues officially begins.
I'll take it.
But if you want to leave right now,
I'll take it.
Then fine.
You're paying me in minutes.
And I understand you would like to get a week off coming up, a week off or two.
Well, you keep saying you're going to take a week off this summer.
Yeah, I was going to take a week off.
Take a week off.
Yeah, I will. I am going to take
at least... Give yourself a break.
I'll take off at least 1 week. But maybe not before the end of August. Who knows?
All right, buddy.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
And this is WFMU East... Oh, it's the same thing.
The exact same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, okay. I'm on a different mic. Yeah. All right, I didn't understand.
They both go to the
same... I understand now.
All right, stay tuned for Matt Fibash in Weekly World Blues.
Listener, take your ease. The star is Andy, making America smile. And Ken is handy for remembering the number that you dialed. You can call in and tell Andy your sins. Go ahead now, it's never too late. It's always in style to just pick up and dial 201-209-9368.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
You got to fan it. 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 You got to fan it to keep it cool till your baby come home. Rena said, you say you ain't done nothing wrong. Why don't you fan it, keep it cool till I get home? You got to fan it. You got to fan it. You got to fan it till your baby get home. Yes, you got to fan it. If you don't fan it, you must be doing something wrong. You got to fan it. You know the old hen cackling, the roots laid the egg. They couldn't tell the difference when the bow was in the shade. You got to fan it. You got to fan it. You got to fan it. Yeah. Whoo! I ain't jiving. Woke this morning about to break a day. Found an egg in the bed where I used to lay. She had to fan it. She had to fan it. She had to keep it cool till I come home. shown of.